Whether it's financial security, a free vacation home, time for traveling, more quality time with the family, or even early retirement, whatever you choose to do with the income and benefits that come with successfully investing in short-term rentals, you know that it's certainly life-changing. This podcast will help guide and support you on your journey to five-star STR success.
All right. Welcome, short-term rental investors, to five-star STR success. I am your host, Brandon Thompson. This is my main man, Brian Lubin. Did I say that right? I guess that means you're not my main man if I said, did I say that right?
Yeah, go way back. Thanks, buddy. Yeah, correct.
All right. Well, sounds great. We've got a couple people watching. I expect that because I did not broadcast this, we will have a lot of replays. But I just wanted to bring you on because I like what you've done. Even though you're not in short-term rentals, you have created some lifestyle design, and you probably bear witness with a lot of people in this group because you are from corporate America. You've got a degree. You've done a lot of marketing. You've done a lot of stuff, and you were in the corporate America world, and then you completely just like said, bye-bye, adios, I'm out. So tell us who you are, what you got going on.
Yeah, what's up, everybody? My name is Brian, and while I'm not necessarily specifically in the short-term rental space, we're going to treat it like it is, which is a vehicle, right? It's a vehicle to get us to an end destination, just like any other passive income investment. So you've got real estate, index funds, stock market, cash flow businesses, whatever have you, self-storage. All of these are just vehicles to get us to an end destination. So that's what I've become really freaking good at, is calling my shot and figuring out, A, where the end destination is, and B, how the heck to get there in the fastest and most efficient way possible. So that's what I want to talk to you guys today about specifically, because I accomplished that. So I've done the big visions. I've done the like the BHAGs, the big hairy audacious goals. So originally I was in corporate America, made it to the top of the mountain, realized that I was climbing the wrong mountain because I made it to the top and I was getting paid mid six figures. Everything was honky dory. I was getting groomed to become a vice president of sales. And then all of a sudden I looked up one day and I looked at my vice president, who was two positions ahead of me. And that's advice that I give to everybody that's on the fence about leaving their job. If you look at your boss's boss, and if they don't live a life that you want, or you don't like or respect your boss's boss or the position, it's time to leave, because that's the next 5 years of your life is going to be spent trying to get to that position. So I did that. Realized that that guy was not who I wanted to be. No offense to him. He had two young daughters. He was missing their lives as they were growing up, traveling around the country doing PowerPoint presentations and conference calls. And whenever he would come into our office, he would have his own office and he'd be in there all day. So he's working harder than we are, and he's not making that much more money than I am. So I was like, wow. So you're telling me if I kick tail and if I get promoted and if I do my job really, really well, then I'll have less freedom, more responsibility, and less pay for my hourly rate. That doesn't really check out. So I began the journey of real estate investing, tried to figure out how to plan my escape, started buying a couple of long-term rentals, so just traditional rentals. I did the co-living kind of style with my real estate, started up a podcast, built a business on the back end of that. That started printing out six figures, started up some affiliate relationships through the podcast. And now through the show, my media company and real estate, I earned my freedom. I left that corporate job in March of this year, hopped in a one-way flight like any normal person would do in July, and then decided to go travel around the world for a while. So I went and traveled full-time around the world for about 5 months and then decided I was kind of done with it because I hedonically adapted to it, came back. And now as I say that, I'm 2 weeks out from Singapore. And then I'm moving to Austin, Texas. So nice. There's me,
guys. Out of Atlanta. That's terrible. We're gonna miss you.
Appreciate it, buddy.
Yeah. So how old are you, man? That's a pretty inspiring story. How old are you?
28.
Did that's it all before 30.
Week. Yeah.
Okay. Dude, that's sweet. So how do you go from realizing you don't want to be that guy per se, and coming up with that big hairy audacious goal, to actually implementing strategy and actually accomplishing it in a period of time like you did?
So I did it in a way that was effective, but it's not the most effective way. So we have a mutual friend named Wally Alibieri, who's in GoBundance, his mastermind group that me and Brandon are in. And he says one of the key pieces of advice he got is to don't do things the best way that you can do them, but instead do them the best way that they can be done. So we have a limiting ceiling. We have a self-imposed glass ceiling whenever we're trying to do something ourselves, because we only know so much and we don't know what we don't know. So the way I did it before was just pure like sweat, determination, and will. So I was just like, okay, I'm going to figure this out. I'm going to get out of here. This is what I'm committing to. And I did it. Now looking back, I did that all by myself. I was just like sweating and depressed and trying to go through all the motions and the anxiety of stress and of like new investing. And all of you guys, if you got your first short-term rental, you know what that feels like, where you're like, I don't know what I'm doing. You're on bigger pockets, trying to figure out the communities. You're Googling things, YouTube. And now I realize that the best way to go about it is immersion. So it's all an identity conversation more than cash flow. So it's a process of changing your identity from that of a corporate worker to that of an entrepreneur slash business owner. And the best way to change an identity is immersion. So immersion leads to conversion. So what that means practically.
Pat Hyben says, say that three times in a row.
Yeah, immersion leads to conversion. So two more what times. That means, yeah, immersion, conversion, immersion, conversion, immersion. And now all of a sudden, Jeff Bezos pops in your mirror, right?
Oh, shit.
So what that means practically is if you want to be that person, the best way to get there and the fastest and most efficient and the one that's going to cause you the least amount of headaches and stress is just put yourself in a room of people that are there. Mm-hmm. And I say the best way to build a $10 million business is to be in rooms with people that are building $100 million businesses, because then you're small potatoes and then you're going to think that this is a byproduct and a default. So that's what I do. Yeah. I just try to put myself in those rooms.
I've done the same thing over the last several years. I've always done that. So congratulations for identifying that and figuring that out earlier on. I have personally always put myself in the right rooms, and I try to, it sounds really bad, but I try to I try to bump elbows. Here we go. We'll say it like this. I'll try to bump elbows with somebody that's doing way better than me. And I figure out a way to serve them and become their friend. And because that friendship naturally occurs, I start becoming just like them. For me right now, I've never really like done syndication. Mm-hmm. But being in GoBundance, because everybody's talking around and many, many people are syndicating. We've got a fund that we've just launched, and we're going to be building 1,000 build-to-rent units, as well as I've got some development projects for some short-term rental communities coming up. We'll be syndicating next year, and we've got some good stuff coming. So you're right. You become like the people you are surrounded by, and that's mm-hmm. the influence effect. So that's sweet, man. What have you done specifically after you've immersed yourself and converted from, what was it like, if you can just kind of hit all the points from A to Z? You ain't got to go do a 3-hour monologue, but points from A to Z, how you got from there to here, if you don't mm-hmm. mind. If you can kind of just like bullet point that for us, anything in your head that you want to talk about?
So yeah, when you first start out and you're doing it by yourself, it's kind of like a stair step method. I think Brandon Turner, the Bigger Pockets crowd, calls it like the stack method, right? Where mm-hmm. you're like, okay, year one, buy a house, year two, buy two, then buy four, then buy eight, and a compound like that. But there's actually a better way to go about it. Like if you're around those communities, like you will naturally go faster, further, really, really a lot more easily. But that's what I kind of did, was I was just like, okay, I'm going to save up $25,000 in a year. I'm going to go buy this house hack, move out of my apartment, go into the house hack. And then after that, I'm going to buy two, then I'm going to buy four. And then, so that's kind of how I was progressing. It took me a year to save up the first 25, it took me 6 months to save the second. And then the third time I did it, took me about a month. Now I've been able to do it in a week. So that's pretty cool. But so now it's just like a process of doing that just step by step. Mm-hmm. Just getting better and better and better at being in other rooms and figuring out how to provide value to other people. Yeah. That's another key point. So we talked about getting into the rooms, right? But then there's two other like key points to when you're actually in the room of how to reap the benefit of it. So the first point is that whenever somebody gives you some advice or they give you some direction, it's very, very important for you to stand out, to do what they say immediately, document it, and report back. Mm-hmm. So nobody does that. And even in GoBundance, I found that that was my cheat code, because I was at the bottom of the GoBundance totem pole, and I still am today. But whenever I was in the group, whenever I'm in the room and somebody tells me something, they say, you know, download this app, read this book, read this blog post, watch this YouTube video. I would literally do it, take a picture of the book, send it to them. And I'm like, hey, man, like I read the book, like you said, like these chapters and this really stood out to me. Thank you for telling me that. And what that does is it solidifies in that other person's brain that you're somebody that's worth investing time into. because there's so many people, and we're all guilty of it from time to time, that we take so much time from other people and we don't actually do anything. It's just mental masturbation to where we're like, oh, okay, that was a great idea. And you don't do anything.
Right.
So that's why I started my freaking podcast, Action Academy, because it's all about taking action and then reporting back to said person. And another key point that will get you further than any piece of investing advice is to change how you view masterminds and networking groups and all these events. Because in the beginning, in corporate America, you're trained to like bang your chest and you're trained to be like, look at me, look at all I've done. Here's all my president's clubs. Here's my awards I've won.
Yeah.
But that doesn't work in the entrepreneurship world. It's not effective, because what you want to do is, instead of being the most interesting person in the room, you want to be the most interested person in the room. Yeah. And that is how you solidify yourself, because it's just straight up How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie. People love talking about themselves. So whenever I'm in these rooms, man, it's not about me. It's not the Brian Lubin show. I'm literally just, I'm just a spectator. So I'm going up to everyone else and I'm asking them about them. I'm asking about their lives, their families, their business. I just soak it all up like a freaking sponge, man. And then that by default, ironically, makes you more liked.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. I love this. I think this is very helpful for our audience. That's why I wanted you in here. Even though you don't have the short-term rentals, you went from corporate America. You were very intentional with the process, the A to Z, and you did it in a very relative short period of time. And you did it before 30. Then you're like, you know, everybody knows I cuss. Fuck the man. I'm going out and like doing, going to go see the world. You went traveling around for a while. We get to watch your Instagram stories, and now you're back and forth and having a blast. So I really like that. It's very inspiring. And it gives people hope. So now let's talk about, you know, so I try to keep these interviews when I do them, which is very seldom. Mm-hmm. You know, we're very intentional with who we bring on, but I try to keep these under 30 minutes, and we've got 12 minutes in. So we've got plenty of time to go through this. Let's talk about where you're at now and where you're going. You already told us where you're going as far as going to stay and locate, but where are you going with your brand and what you've already put together and where you see it going? And let's just talk about that. And the reason why I'm saying this, guys, even though this isn't short-term rentals, is A, I'm interested. So there's selfish nature here. And then B, I think you'll see through the process, if this is something that you want to do, you can see how Brian's mind works so that you can implement strategy for yourself, for your short-term rental goals. So I think there is a like kindred spirit here. And if you can actually kind of read through the lines, you can take some of his policies and processes and put it into place for your business so that you can build out the business the way you want. So let's go ahead.
Absolutely, man. So there's three different levels to the game, right? And this is actually something I'm going to write a book about this next year. And so there's three different processes that nobody really talks about. So everyone talks about passive income, right? So first off, you're in this group, so that means that you know that short-term rentals are a business. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not necessarily passive income. You have to run it like a business. There are varying degrees of passivity if you are better or worse. If you're terrible with systems and processes, you will be less passive. If you're great with them, like Brandon is, you'll be more passive. So there's degrees of passivity, right? Yeah. So people talk about passive income until the freaking cows come home, but nobody talks about what the hell happens when you hit financial freedom, which I did at 27 years old. Like my expenses were pretty low, people. So that means that if my expenses are low, the lower your expenses are, especially fixed expenses, because I spend variable like an asshole. Yeah. Then that means that you can get your investments to cover your lifestyle very easily, right? So I did that. So what happens when you leave your job? You have all the time in the world. You have all your time back. What now? Like, okay, cool. So everyone's like, oh, I'd go lay on the beach. Okay, 2 weeks. After 2 weeks on the beach, you're going to lose your freaking mind. And you're going to want to go out in the ocean and drown yourself, okay? So this is important because I did it. I did what most people's like life dream is. And I went and lived in Greece for a month. I lived in Mykonos, Santorini, Crete. I went to Barcelona for a month. Like, I went all over Europe for 3 months. And I lived in Brazil for 2 months. So it's just like, I've kind of done like what most people are trying to do when they're 65. And it's very important to actually find something that you enjoy doing. And that's called passionate income.
Right.
So you have three stages: captive income, passive income, passionate income. Captive income is when you're working your W-2 and you're maybe in this group and you're trying to buy your first short-term rental, right? So you're trying to get your foot in the door of entrepreneurship, of business owner, of investor, in the cash flow quadrant. So that, and then once you get to that point, then you get the passive income. And then so passive is going to be where you're working your job still, but now you've got some other side income coming in. That's either your side hustle or your short-term rentals. Okay. Once you get enough passive income to exit the rat race, to get out the game, then it's time to start focusing on passionate income. Passionate income is where you're going to intersect what you really love doing with what you can get paid to do. And then that's where you have that whole cliche saying back in the day that our parents said of, if you do what you love, you never work a day in your life. But they don't talk about the practical steps to get there. So right. I tell people, earn the right to get there. Because the passive income, there should be no emotional attachment to any of this. This is just dollars, data, and cents. We just do this. We do short-term rentals as a means to an end, as a cash flow vehicle to earn our freedom. But then when you have your freedom, maybe you've always wanted to be a freaking candle maker. Maybe you're living over in Georgia. You want to move to Colorado. If you want to be a freaking candle maker in Colorado, use short-term rentals to get yourself out of that freaking job that you hate so that you can go make the best damn candles Colorado's ever seen, man.
Do you know the story? Do you know the story of Daniel Day-Lewis? Sorry to interrupt, but do you know who Daniel Day-Lewis is?
Yeah, I know who he is.
Yeah, so he enjoyed acting, but it wasn't I think he had the love of acting, but he didn't want to do it forever. So he actually retired 5 years ago with his last movie about a dressmaker. It was really good. You should watch it. I forgot the name of it, but anyways, that's besides the point. But you know what he did? He moved back to Ireland and he became a cobbler. And he's not going back into acting. He's retired.
That's badass.
You know, Sean Connery always said, never say never. You know, he went back. Daniel Day-Lewis may come back. I don't know. But I feel like he's a serious person. But that was what he wanted to do. He did cobbler classes. And he's got a shoe shop. And he's in a little area in Ireland, I believe. But yeah, he's a cobbler, man. It's funny you said that because that just brings reference to that. But
nobody talks about this stuff. And so it's like cool. A chapter in the book. So we've all made it to like this financial freedom chapter to where everyone's like, oh God, passive income, financial independence. I'm going to earn my freedom. Cool. Great. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are doing that. Millions of people are doing that now. Like we are on like year 10 or 11 or 12, the 4-hour work week. So people are doing it now. We're at that stage and people are doing it in their 20s like me. Yeah. So, okay, now what? I've got, God willing, you know, another 60, 70 years left to kick and to provide impact, provide fulfillment, provide achievement. So for me, what I did was I did the real estate to provide the passive income to get me out of my job. And then once I was out of my job, then I built the Action Academy podcast and I realized podcasting is my freaking thing. It's my jam. There's a Japanese concept called Ikigai, and it's about the intersection of a couple of different key traits. So it's what the market wants, what you love, what you're proficient at. And then there was one more that I can't quite remember, but it's just like basically how to find your life's purpose. Mm-hmm. And my Ikigai is right there in the middle with podcasting because I get to scratch my itch of talking to interesting people 24/7. They get to scratch their itch of publication, of like reach, of audience creation. And then the audience gets all this direct value from me. And I'm just like, so I tell people now that I'm going to become fabulously wealthy and happy by helping other people become fabulously wealthy and happy. And it's so much freaking fun, man, because how do you freaking lose that? I don't have to sell anybody anything because we're all tied together. So now I did that and I built a community and a business on the back end. So I can walk through kind of how the podcast revenue is structured and all of that if you want, or that may be a little bit off topic.
Yeah. Yeah. I like the design, you know, from a selfish nature. So I'll put it to you this way, talking about passion and income, I my end life mission. So we'll stay with that just so people can kind of follow the narrative. And because I think that's why a lot of people are in this group, they have a design in life that they want for their lifestyle design. And they're passionate about this investing mode of short-term rental investing, but they don't know how to create income. So let's design the conversation around that. Where I'm going with this is I love and I enjoy real estate. It's my thing. It's my jam. But I have a passionate thing that I like to do, which is inspire, which my life mission is to inspire, educate, and to give people hope. And I utilize this for a medium to do that. And I think I've done okay with it. But at the same time, I don't take any salary from this. I don't make any money from this. People see I have a couple of courses I recorded a couple of years ago. I've got a podcast. I've got, I bring people in for seminars in Atlanta. But I literally, actually, I lose money on it. To be honest with you, I probably lose about $10,000 a year. I push it together as marketing expense, and it makes my authority go longer, I guess, in the space, and it makes me be real in front of people. And then now I've converted some people into my brokerage to buy homes. I've had people do this, I've had people do that, and I've got some awesome opportunities with managing homes through my management company. So we got some cool stuff that does come out of this. But how does someone be methodical in monetizing a brand like you have, which is something I would love to learn? I mean, you know, I have not, this probably sounds selfish and like way off topic, but I'm having that trouble. And I'm sure some people in here are having trouble trying to do what Brandon's done with a portfolio of boutique short-term rentals. So let's just go through that if you don't mind.
The process of finding your passionate income?
I'm sorry. I kind of went all over the place. The process of monetizing your brand and how methodical and the creative structure you've put in place to create the outcome, if that makes sense. So how to
take your passion and build a business around it?
Yeah. Yeah. But your business.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, I mean, there's 9 million ways to do it. There's not really like a standard template to it, but the general advice that I would give is if you are doing this, so people call me all the time and they're like, how do you like grow a podcast? How do you grow a brand? Like, how do you do all of this? And they're like, I'm trying to like advertise, I'm trying to get sponsors, I'm trying to do all this, I'm trying to do all that. You're asking the wrong question.
Right.
You're asking the wrong question.
What's the right
question? It's like you're looking at peanuts. Like you're looking at peanuts. It's like one of the analogies, like they did a test where it's like you're maybe like getting a dollar a day and you're sacrificing like a million later on. So whenever, especially in the content game, I tell people, if you're not willing to do this for free for 2 years, don't do it. And like, that's a pretty good distinction of like, is this actually passionate income for you? Because I didn't start this with the intention of monetizing it. So people are like, how do I start a podcast? How do I start a brand and monetize it right out the gate? You won't. It's going to be shit. It's going to be terrible because people are going to sniff it out right away. And the value exchange isn't there. So you haven't provided enough value to people for you to ask anything of them. So it's just like for me with the Action Academy, I was like, wow, it'd be super cool to build a community of people that are like literally answering the questions that I had 3 years ago. Because who's the best person to sell to is you 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, that would be super cool to like have access to mentors and asset classes, all this different stuff. But like, am I going to start the Action Academy podcast and just be like, join my community, give me money? Hell no. Right. It doesn't work like that. And that's what people want, is they want like the short, easy button.
But okay, like, so good me, rule check. I've done it right so far. Keep going.
Yeah. So a good rule of thumb is like the longer your runway, the more gain like you will have as a creator. So if you can delay your ask by a year, you'll be wealthy. If you can delay your ask by 5 years, you'll be fabulously wealthy. If you delay your ask by 10 years, you're going to be unforgettable. So that's kind of like the Mr. Beast scenario where he doesn't really care about the money. He's just going to keep going.
Okay.
So I did the podcast for free for a year, started with one episode, cranked it up to two, cranked it up to five. So use that same framework for whatever content that you want to create. So what I say is make sure that people don't create quantity because they think people will get annoyed by quantity. But if it's quantity, it's okay. But what most people do is they produce crap just to like throw something up. And then so they could sniff that out a mile away.
So let me stop you right there. So that's, guys, like I said, I'm bringing his conversation, his world into our world. There's a lot of people that are passionate about short-term rentals and they're buying homes. They're just trying to put a cabin out there with a bear head on the wall.
You're gonna
and then
fail.
They're replicating it over and over and over again, but they're not really that passionate about it. They're just trying to make quick money and they're doing that ask. I'm just throwing a shit product out there. I'm just doing a quick grab, cash grab, and it's not monetizing. And we're actually seeing that in a saturated short-term rental market.
They're going to lose their properties.
Yeah. Yeah.
So other operators,
conversation. We can bring this all the way back to real estate. So keep going.
Yeah. I mean, it's the same thing. Like you're going to lose. So like, here's the thing. Don't be good at a lot of things. Be great at one thing. So if you're decent at short-term rentals, like you're going to get beat. Like we're going into a part of the recession right now where it's going to get dicey, and people that are operators that know what they're doing. And they're like, hey, I'm in this freaking thing. Let's go. Let's button down the hatches. Like I'm in. Like they're going to have outsized returns in this next environment, because other people that are just like the neighborhood, like weekend operators, are going to like sell. They're like, I can't handle this anymore. I don't want to deal with this. And they're going to sell to other people. And that's what's going to happen in this next environment. I'm excited. Yeah. And so when it comes back to content, though, I tell people, and this could apply to short-term rentals, all your content, your listings, everything. It's like you start with like one piece of content and then make sure that it's good. And then slowly, gradually work your way up. Because I do 5 pieces a week. I do 5 episodes a week. I do 20 pieces of content a day, 5 episodes a week on my podcast. Okay. But it's like I do 20 pieces of content distributed. So anyways, like that's how I do it. I track my inputs, which are called lead measures, not lag measures.
Right. So I've got a saying. I said this to the people at my short-term rental seminars or summit or whatever you want to call it. But I had everybody in. I said, there is something with a short-term rental. You can put a property out there and done is better than perfect. But once it's done, you better make it perfect.
Yeah.
Does that translate with what you're saying here?
Yeah. And like if you're in short-term rentals and you're not on TikTok and short-form video, what are you doing?
Right.
Like you're gonna blow it out. Here's an instance of that. I'll give you a literal 4 instances of this. I put up a video of me. Well, I went viral in the country of Brazil for a couple of reasons. But I was over there and I had like this Airbnb that I was staying at where it was like in the jungle and it's overlooking like the jungle and the freaking ocean in the back. And then there were like a bunch of monkeys that would like come every single morning and you'd feed them bananas. And one of the monkeys broke into my freaking house and stole all my bananas from the fridge, ate all my food. And so I posted this funny little video of my Airbnb host messaging me. And he's like, the monkeys have broken into your house. I'm so sorry. And it was just like hilarious and went mega, mega viral in Brazil. Guess who's booked out the entire next year on his Airbnb?
Really? Wow. All right.
People were in the comments. Hundreds of thousands of people are like, "Give me, where are you staying? I want the monkey. I want to meet the monkey. I want to meet Kevin the monkey." So it's just like, it's about building an experience. And this guy's booked that off of one effing video. Okay. And you guys are just posting like a little, like a picture that you just Canva'd in 2 minutes. And that's like, that's your listing photo. So dude, there's so many opportunities to go above and beyond. It's about like creating the experience, creating the journey, like building a whole, and this is something that you talk about in your brand all the time. It's about going above and beyond and creating an experience for people. And you can do that through short form video. It's taking off. Like if you're not doing it, it's free. Yeah. And even if you're paying someone $13 an hour to edit your videos, like I am, I can justify that expense because I would elsewhere be paying that for advertising. So instead of doing out like a Facebook ad, I'm just paying that for organic and it gives me 10 times the reach.
Okay. So you've got your brand, Sexton Media Group. What is Sexton Media Group? What are you doing? You have the Action Academy podcast. Mm-hmm. What now? What's coming up? What do you got planned for everybody that's following you?
Yeah, so I wanted it to be Action Academy LLC, but I incorporated it in Wyoming, and you legally cannot use the word academy in your business name in Wyoming. Fun fact. Huh. Yeah, there's some federal regulation that prevents you from saying academy unless you're a registered educational institution.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Interesting. So I had Sexton Property Group, so I made it Sexton Media Group. So Sexton Media is going to kind of be the like umbrella hold co for all of my different entities. So I'm going to put the property group kind of within that. So Sexton Media is going to have real estate arm in the future. But I'll tell you what I'm literally going to do step by step. Here's what I'm going to do. So I'm going to grow my podcast. Right now it's 30,000 downloads a month. I'm going to grow it to 1 million downloads a month over the next 2 years. When it's at 1 million downloads a month, then I'll make give or take with a CPM ad, which is like, think about Joe Rogan. Hey, check out Traeger Grill. Here's code Rogan14 to get your discount on Traeger Grill. You get paid like $25 to $50 per 1,000 downloads for an ad like that. Mm-hmm. So once I'm at 1 million downloads a month, I'll make about $400,000, $500,000 a year just purely off of my podcast doing exactly what I'm doing today. Okay. So like that's going to be in like a year or two from now.
So you don't bring those, now this is the guilty, me trying to find out, you don't bring those advertisers in to sponsor you until you have those download numbers, right?
Yeah. I think you're putting the cart before the horse. I think you're wasting time because like no person that's listening to a podcast, like wants to listen to a bunch of ads. So like, yeah, I could advertise on my show right now, but I'll maybe make $2,000 a month. Like right. It's nothing. So if you're a small show, if you're a small platform, what you want to do is you want to do affiliate relationships with high ticket services. So like a GoBundance, like a coaching product. So that's what I did. And like, that's very lucrative because then you get a percentage if somebody signs up for said service.
So you're the reason why GoBundance doubled from 400 to 5 to
I'm one of them, man. I'm one of them. Yeah. I bring in anywhere from 5 to 12 GoBundance members a month.
Holy shit. All right.
Yeah. So well, I've got about 60 or 70 GoBundance members this year from Action. Wow. Yeah.
They pay out about $1,000 a pop, I guess.
Yeah, you get a percentage. Yeah, so damn, it's that referral. So right, like, so there you go. And so then I did that.
This, you know what's cool is I can translate this back to short term rentals again. We can do all this in our homes. I was doing it until the company shut down. Glimpse had there's a company called Glimpse, and they had advertisers come to them, and they would put placards together and give you products to place in your homes, and then every time somebody would come in, you'd get a little affiliate income off of the products as they would buy them, and they would sample them and buy them. We actually got a little bit off of it, but then they went belly up in this recession. So it didn't last long, but no, that's pretty cool. Keep going.
Yeah. So then like that's good money. So between just regular ads and then the affiliate ads, then that'll pop me up to about $600,000-$700,000. And that's like, I'm putting out a podcast each and every day and I'm marketing it, but like that's passionate income. And yeah, like I'm good off of it. Yeah. And I'm good off of that. I'll do that at 30 or if not sooner. So then on top of all of that, like that's before we were even talking about real estate.
Right.
So you got that. And then you have to build some type of backend product or service or capture vehicle. So it's the same thing with your Airbnb. So it's like, if you're going to make content, you're going to produce like this media arm, marketing arm, you want to have a backend capture. So what I'm doing is now the Action Academy podcast and building an Action Academy community to where it's like, I have multimillionaire entrepreneurs on. Brandon was on the show too, to where he talks about 5 days a week, like, hey, here's how I earned my freedom through real estate investing or cash flow business or building this company. And so I just take all of that and I'm like, okay, cool. You can listen to me 5 days a week, or we can get together all collectively and implement this shit. So that's where you actually implement, is in a team and in a community, with like coaching and mentorship and accountability, like GoBundance. So I'm doing like that for people that don't qualify for GoBundance and people that are specifically in that job that they hate and they're trying to leave that job. I'm like, okay, I'm going to walk you step by step. A, how to get the passive income to get out the job, but B, how to change your identity and your mindset to get to that of who you need to become to be able to successfully transition out of that job. So now you build a community on that, and that's recurring revenue. So right now we're at two grand a year, which is peanuts for what it's going to be. But it's like when I actually officially launch this thing, probably January 1, then it's going to go up to $5,000 a month, because then we're going to have way more, you know, value baked into the offer and everything. But right now it's like pre-launch, just $2,000. So and, you know, we already have like 40 people in there. So it's already almost $100,000 of recurring revenue. So if you want to put that at a multiple, you could probably put that at a 5X if you package it correctly. So that's $500,000 of value.
So you have a community of people trying to get out of their W-2 to live and create a passion and income. How are you pulling all this together? I know you haven't launched it to the public yet, but if people want to join this, how are you packaging this on January 1?
So right now, how we're packaging it is, it originally started as a course that I was going to do, but then I just realized that the course was not going to be like the best method. So I recorded like 97 different videos while I was traveling. So about 100 videos, like 30, 40 hours of content. It was like all the soft skills, like, hey, here's like how you automate and delegate your W-2 job. Here's how you hire a virtual assistant to help you with your W-2 job so that you can do the same amount of work in half amount of the time. And so it's like building, because that's what I did in corporate America. I was awesome. Got to a point where I was making $200,000 a year. I was a top performing sales rep, but like I was the only one that had a VA that was doing my lead generation for $4 an hour.
That's so awesome.
And so when COVID hits, all of a sudden everyone else is still hitting the pavement, and I've got a freaking email list that my VA assembled for me, 4,000 businesses. So yeah. I just click a button and I just blew the company out of the water, like by doing almost nothing. So there's different ways, a bunch of different ways that can go.
Yeah.
So
we do need a nugget. Where do you get these VAs? Is it like online.ph?
I use Upwork because online PH gives you like all these different, like you get inundated with requests. So you put up an application and then you get like 900 different applicants, like a lot. So I use Upwork personally, but now I'm about to hire an EA domestically here shortly because I need somebody that's going to be like an integrator to my business. But so then I also walk through like identity, like ego, like how to defeat ego, how to like change your identity to that of an entrepreneur, like how to create a vision for your life, for your business, how to attract mentors, how to communicate in a group, like all this stuff that people don't really learn in corporate America. That's all done. So you get that. And then we go into the community where we have a Facebook group, and then you have like portals, like asset class portals. And so each of these would be like what we call micro tribes in GoBundance. But instead of in GoBundance, for people listening, we have like the best of the best people in each asset class, like lead their own chapter. And when you go into that chapter, people are doing deals at a really high level. And like we have an Airbnb micro tribe where people are in there, but there's not as much of an educational component. So it's going to be like micro tribes, but like with an educational component to it. So you're also going to go like click on Airbnb and it's going to teach you like step by step, hey, here's how to find it. Here's how to underwrite it. Here's how to manage it and have like a baseline education. And then also like the community attached to it. So we've got that for 10 different asset classes within the group. And then weekly calls, we're having one tonight. So yeah, man, it's going to be freaking sweet. And then we're going to eventually start pairing like mindset coaches and accountability coaches in with it too. So that's when the price is going to go up.
You know what? It's funny you said all this because I've just built out a community like this. I need to get your eyes on it because we did a little soft launch video in my Facebook group. But I really haven't put a funnel together yet. We've kind of been building it out over the last couple of months. I moved my short terminal and my long terminal course into it. And we've already got a few members that have signed up, and we're going to start doing private Facebook group. Private lives into the space and bring in people like yourself to come in and teach and coach on different topics as it relates to kind of like dream building or lifestyle design and or short term rentals in specific, but we are kind of teaching people how to underwrite and all that stuff. They got access to all of my documents, my $5,000 lease and all that stuff. That's coming soon. I've just got to find a good VA to help me build out a website to, you know, teach.
You don't need a VA to build out a website. You can do that. I can give you a person to do that in freaking a week.
Well, you send it to me.
It's easy.
Yeah.
It's easy. I just built out 4 websites. I don't even touch it.
All right. Well, cool. I'm 40 years old and I've got the old school mentality. I'm still like trying to get through the millennial mentality. I got to disconnect. I need to connect. I don't know.
I know nothing. So that's made my life way more fun because I can just go learn. So this is what I learned about 24/7 now, because I don't have to think about my W-2 job. And also I stopped my real estate investing. I was like, look, like this is my one thing. And to close this out, cause we went a little bit long. This is like, so like I said, we'll circle back to, you don't want to be good at a bunch of stuff. You want to be freaking elite at one thing. And this is going to be my one thing. This is all I focus on. This is what I think about and work on 24/7. And my hypothesis is I pick my head up in a year or two or three, and I've got a podcast platform with millions of downloads, millions of listeners per month. I've got a huge following on social media, and I've got like probably the best connected real estate network in the country. I kind of like up there with Brandon Turner, where all the people I'm interviewing are entrepreneurs and real estate investors.
Yeah.
So pick my head up 2 years from now, and all of a sudden I'll be like, okay, who do I want to invest with? I've got a bunch of excess money and then just pour them with them, and then just take down triple net lease commercial real estate and kind of ride off into the sunset. But I want to do like big deals.
Good, good. Sweet. Well, dude, tell everybody where they can find you, how they can follow you, and as well as listen to your podcast.
Sweet. Action Academy podcast. That's the best place to find me. 5 episodes a week, multimillionaire entrepreneurs. We talk about mindsets, methods, actual steps for freedom. So half of it, like Brandon came on, half of it is tactics. Half of it is more mindset stuff, where it's just like, hey, you know, how did you wrap your head around doing this? Like what's an easier way to go about it than how you did it? So we're all in on that. I'd say before you message me about the community, go listen to a couple episodes of the podcast. And that way you can tell if it's a hell yes or if it's a no. If you're interested in the community, you can go in the podcast links, show notes. There's links to book calls with me. You can go there. But I always recommend just go to the podcast, because that's going to be the best store of value for all of you guys. Otherwise, Instagram's just pictures and videos. Yeah. Go to the podcast.
Sounds great. Well, dude, thank you so much. I'm glad you're here. I wanted to put a shout out to everybody that's been watching this. Thank you for watching this live. For those of you that are going to watch the replay and or you're listening to this on the podcast, you always know that you can go to strwealthbrokers.com and we can help you. My team of merry little elves, I'm just kidding. It's almost Christmas. They're realtors, but we can help you buy real estate in the mountains, but not only in the North Georgia mountains and Atlanta in the suburbs, as well as different micro spots in Georgia, like Columbus, Georgia, which is one of the most best areas for STRs in Georgia. You get the lower acquisition price and the higher rate of return on value with your cash on cash return on investment. So go ahead and DM me at Brandon G. Thompson and or in this Facebook group and or reach out and say, what's up? And we can help you find an agent. All right. Thanks, Brian. I appreciate you. You guys have a blessed day, everybody.
Thanks, guys.